Hello and welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. On today's show, it's a part two, and we're going to be talking slut shaming. We're going to talk hoes, strippers, and gold diggers. Stay tuned.
Hey.
I used to hate this song. I don't know why.
Because I was like, she's not a gold digger. Leave her alone.
I don't even know who I'm going.
But like, what is a gold digger?
Right. I mean,
we're considered gold diggers.
Yeah, we are. Just because we marry men that have money. Yeah.
That's stupid. What?
So stupid. Like, that's all that they had to offer.
So after being 16 years with someone, I'm a gold digger.
Wait, but who said it though? Someone without a man with money?
They had money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, the haters.
Just double checking, folks.
Yeah. The haters
just
out
double
there.
Checking.
This is a hot song. We gotta get into our week. Can I tell y'all? I'm struggling. Pray my strength.
Mm-hmm.
I had some very bad influences in my life yesterday.
I was not one of them.
Me either.
They were definitely one of them.
We don't drink.
I don't understand this.
Lies. But you kept the drinks flowing. Praise them.
No, I didn't.
You didn't keep the drinks? You didn't buy me no drink?
I paid for your drink. But
that's what I'm saying.
You chose
I gave you a gift of drink.
Right.
Yes.
The patty on this side.
Right, this nasty right. man going to give me some wine called Ménage à Trois.
See, let me say this. I don't even know why you front. Sheree been drinking Ménage à Trois at my house, at her house, for about almost a year now.
Just sucking it down,
and loving it. Now you want to get off
so on blast. Guilty,
Ménage à Trois.
On blast.
Guilty as charged. Right. Guilty as charged. So let's go get right into it. Well, who's going to wish me a happy birthday?
Happy birthday. I can't wait to celebrate with you. Like, this woman is, you're so joyous.
Oh.
I've learned so much. Like, I've literally been on the show, a couple months? And I'm like, every week, I'm like, can you, every week. y'all think we end here? Oh. It's another extra hour. Almost two hours.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we don't leave.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't leave.
I love you, Daisy. I love you, too.
And I'm so glad to see you, girl. I'm so glad you can join us.
Girl, I love... I'm sorry if I miss the show sometimes, but I always love catching up and watching you.
Well, Stacey's on the go. She's doing the thing.
You know, this is hustle season.
That's right.
You gotta get it.
Sometimes
in heels, sometimes in flats.
Hello.
But you're still cute every time.
That's right. With a smile.
Right.
Well, let me introduce the panel. So we have, of course, you know, to my immediate left, we have Miss Stacey Ike in the house.
Yeah.
She is my millennial me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's back in full effect. Yes, we
What's
love
up,
it.
Folks? What's up?
And then next to her, in the red shirt, we have Demetrius.
We're matching.
Yes, we are.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Demetrius Jones, and he is my male me.
Hey.
Hi, Demetrius.
Hey, what's up, America? Everybody who voted for Hillary.
Oh, you ain't talking
and
to nobody
real
else.
Talk. And that's real talk.
Please unfollow me. I need some unfollowers. Mm. So yeah,
them might be the ones that want to send you the naked pictures.
They can keep them. You know, I was thinking on the way here. My whole dynamic with certain groups of women, like white women, I don't even feel that same attraction that I felt
to
like,
all
before
white
the
women.
Election.
Not all white women voted for Trump.
Until I find out how you voted, it's like, no. Because the majority didn't vote for. So
but,
I'm like,
but
you got to
say, where's your Trump card?
Right. Who you vote for?
Before we even sit down. Seriously.
Right. Who you vote for?
Right.
Then
right.
it just goes soft.
Right.
And then I'm out.
I think that's so real right now. I really do.
Yes.
I agree.
That's real. True. Do we need some air up in here? Or is it just
Wait,
me?
We got to introduce Shamika.
We sure. Well, I'm going to introduce Shamika, but I got to keep it cool up in here. You know, I did turn a year older.
You're having a flash
and,
for you. It's
and
not cold.
Climate,
I mean,
my internal
it's not.
Climate
it's not.
Is changing.
Don't.
Okay,
just,
but you're always cold.
Just let her go. I just let her do it.
Let me introduce my sister friend on the end. Well, Courtney couldn't be here with us today, and we pray she had an audition, a callback. So we pray that she gets
mm-hmm.
this job.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. My sister friend, Shamika Lawrence, back in the house.
Yes.
Hey now.
Yes. Hey, girl.
Hello, guys.
Oh, great.
If I look extra tired, it's because Shamika
would stop talking to me. I was trying
to
go to sleep.
She don't know how to be a hostess. I needed to. I needed towels.
Real
talk. I needed all that stuff, and so I had to talk to get what I needed.
That's what right.
Like she ain't
right.
never been to my house.
No. Look, when somebody's your guest, you got to do like straight.
She ain't
turn
no
down service.
Well, no,
right.
sister, but the truth was there was nothing in the cupboards that I normally sit. Look, they were bare.
Did you look in all
you
the
were
cupboards?
Old Mother Hubbard. Yes.
She's like,
anyway. Just a little tired.
I felt that she said, anyway.
And I did say, don't nobody talk to me. Like, that was going to change things. Right. Oh, well. But I'm glad that she's here. And we're going to get right into to our show. Yeah. How you living? Mm. We have a video clip. And this is courtesy of Demetrius and one of his favorite people on the planet.
So excited to hear her thoughts.
Miss Omarosa. Did she get married yet?
No, she's engaged. I know that.
Yes.
But I don't think she's somewhere.
Did
maybe she
did
get married.
I don't know. I think.
Well, we had seen her. Well, I seen her not long ago at a mutual friend's party.
And, yes.
And she said she was engaged, so I don't know if she's gone.
Speaking of the
yet.
Mutual friend, I think that's who she's talking about in this video. Can we play the clip? Please. And Demetrius, I'm going to let you take it.
All right.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. The website's not cooperating.
That's
stand
okay.
By.
So, Demetrius, set it up, though. Set up the clip.
Set it up.
Former or current reality participant Omarosa, who is also Donald Trump president-elect's or was his director of African American outreach, in a 2020 interview indicated that she has been more or less, I'm paraphrasing her, ostracized by black friends and family, and I think a number of people in America because she so vehemently supported Donald Trump. Mm. And she states that she won't forget those who
turn their backs
on her.
Yes.
Including a potential bridesmaid or whatever for her wedding.
We know her.
Yeah. Mm.
We not gonna say no names.
And she's
a lovely woman.
She's
a lovely woman who has convictions and stands for something. And I'm not gonna speak for her because that's
being
not what
so
we're.
So close to Donald Trump affected any of your personal relationships with friends or family?
Absolutely. There are people who stop talking to me. It has been a very long,
people who've
lonely...
been with you your entire life.
Oh yeah, one of our bridesmaids.
Was one of your bridesmaids?
He's so dramatic.
A woman who was going to be at my wedding in the spring, and I will never forget the people who turned their backs on me when all I was trying to do was help the black community.
Mm-hmm. Demetrius's face.
It's been so incredibly hard.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Zach, for playing that clip. So, go ahead, Demetrius.
What?
It's all over his face.
Yes. Do we feel bad for Omarosa? Do we feel
not in the least. I've met Omarosa a few times. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say we kind of worked together a few times. She was a very nice person for years, like after The Apprentice, when people would, before I even met her, I never found her to be this person that people labeled her as on The Apprentice. I watched the show and I didn't find anything wrong with things that she did on
what?
The show. No, I didn't. Not at all. And so I would have discussions about her, but you know.
Okay.
As far as this.
Can we forgive her?
No.
In the black community?
Never. Ever.
So my question is like, is it possible for a person of color to support him without being...
No.
Is it possible?
No.
I just want to... Because I'm looking at her, and I've also met her. I've interviewed her before. Mm-hmm. And she is a kind person. She
yeah,
is very
she is.
Kind.
Yeah.
And I do remember asking her a little bit about Trump. And this was like a year ago when I thought it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of asking in that funny way.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, honestly, he is a very, you know, not necessarily even defend because I wasn't going in because he wasn't president-elect.
Right.
It was kind of like this jokey thing. So she was like, this is my friend and blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I didn't see so much wrong with it because, again, I was like, Trump's probably joking and she's joking and it's all a joke.
Yeah.
And
we
then
all
Stacey Dash got involved and then became a...
It wasn't no joke, though, when Omarosa started... going hard and getting this position and all that. But no, I don't have sympathy.
So it's not possible for a person of color. I'm just because I don't want to say that every person of color should not.
But why not?
No. But why not? Yeah.
Why not?
I just to get
in order.
Because you're very strong in that conviction.
Honestly, uh-huh. Because with Donald Trump, I'm not going to pretend like this last year did not happen. Hmm. We heard. I don't even have to go into like, oh, he said this.
But you think that was just strategy?
Just talking. This is the thing. Ooh. I honestly don't give a shit if it was just strategy. Right. It does not matter because if someone is willing to do that to win, that says I'm willing to do anything to win.
Right.
That includes.
Now, isn't that kind of, let me play devil's advocate for a minute, and I'm not really making a comparison, but isn't that kind of what Omarosa did on The Apprentice? She did whatever she had to do to win?
Yeah.
But you were okay with that.
Yeah, because she wasn't talking about sending 11 million Mexicans back to Mexico and breaking up families or supporting.
She was trying to start a business. It was a business thing.
Right. And that was a reality TV show. Yeah. Yeah.
This is not our life.
And then when I look at this 20...
You don't think he's caught up in that whole reality thing and some of it is...
No, he still is. He still is. Absolutely. I think a lot of it is that, he was shocked that he even won. When I see things,
yes.
When I see him doing a speech, he was shocked that he even pulled it off. Yeah. You can tell in his speech.
So you think that humbled him?
Is humble the right word?
No.
Or is it?
Because this is what he said. He said if he wins, you know, he's excited. But if he loses, he wasted all this time and money on something. So it's like that privilege, that white privilege still. Mm. He's still showing that. He's like, I get what I want. Now he was humbled maybe for that moment, but now it's like, see, I told y'all. Get what I want. Mm. That's just
that is
scary. And with Omarosa, for me, geez. I see it. I think her reality, the reality check was when he shunned her.
Yeah.
That was more so like, I'm trying to do, and maybe she was trying to make a difference for him because she thought that was her friend. She's, you know, she's seen the personal
side of him. Did you happen
to
see that video? I didn't see it.
I didn't. I heard about it too. So I think that too, like in the sense of, sometimes people think that they can make a difference in someone's, you know, life.
Sure.
She was trying to make a difference
for the black community. Omarosa, in my opinion, was trying to make a difference for the Omarosa community herself. Yeah. She was trying to come up. She saw this as a way, like, I can get in. And when we were talking about this, because Shamika's nice. Mm-hmm. Shamika's like, oh, she's that. I'm like, no. I told you last night, that was one of the best unfriendings I have ever completed in my life. When I pushed that button, I felt so good. Because I was like, I don't want nothing else to do with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I see her, walk past. She could be on fire, I pee on myself.
I'm dead. I'm
drop the mic.
I have no words.
Well, thank you for tuning in. That is our show.
And we're done. People are peeing on themselves to save. No, okay.
To save themselves.
I have a quick and not the person on fire. Wow. Anyway,
well,
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, that's
I have a question though, because yesterday I had a chance to interview Russell Simmons and chat with him. And you know, he came out with that letter. He was also really good friends with Trump for a minute, and he came out with that very long letter before he won, while he was running, and then now that he's actually won, he's written something else that was like, okay, so you won.
Yeah.
These are all the things as a person who's still trying to find some kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was trying to compare him and Omarosa in the sense that, like, they were friends. I mean, black people were friends with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he has black friends. Mm-hmm. He has, you know, Hispanic friends. He has Asian friends. He has friends of different minorities and different races. So it's like, do all of them just, like, dismiss him now? Or how does that work? The Russell approach was great. Yes, he wrote a letter and he did all that. But, like, some people are like, I know him more. He was acting a fool. I don't know.
Right.
And maybe Omarosa's one of those people.
I think certain people should take certain, if you're asking me, I think certain people should take certain routes and other people should take other routes. My job is to not take the Russell route. That's not me. Russell comes off as a very kind, very thoughtful person. I'm not that person. Fuck it. I don't fuck with you. I want you to know. Don't fuck with me. That's cool. That's how we roll. I'm the hard person.
Right.
No, ain't no forgiveness. You can get on 2020 and not even cry. That's the other thing. It's a bad acting job because there are no tears. It's like, you can't even cry about it because you know you're wrong.
Now, I'm going to check you on the no forgiveness thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Please do.
Because we need it, y'all.
Let me tell you, though, forgiveness, trust me, I know about being mad at some people and holding grudges probably way longer because I know forgiveness is a process. Mm-hmm. You just make an immediate decision to forgive and then it takes time. But I always found that and this is, you know, I mean, this is across the board. People will tell you this. Forgiveness is more for yourself than for the other person.
It's
so crazy. Today, during my morning, my time with the Lord this morning, I have some unforgiveness in my heart towards a couple people. And I'm like, I don't like that I'm carrying this around.
What it's doing to you. Right.
Exactly.
Right,
what it's doing to me that, you know, I I'm victimizing. Now I'm victimizing myself.
Right.
So.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm good.
You will forgive.
I will not. I got, let me tell you.
I mean, for you, Omarosa may not carry that weight.
Right. And I was going to say, she's not an important person in your life to even think about that. So, you
My thing is, I cannot forgive someone. I can have a grudge and I forget about it. I've always been perfectly fine with not fucking with people for like 20 years. So it's like, I don't fuck with him. He know why. If he get too close, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. That's how I am.
Detroit in the head.
Right.
So, Detroit now.
He going to remember why.
She's not going to lose any sleep because I'm not forgiving her. Because we're only associates. We're not acquaintances.
You guys are not like, we're not close. You guys don't sit down and have meals together.
No. But I will admit that I was fond of her. And I liked her.
So you took it personal then?
No.
In a sense.
I took it personal as a black person. I took it personal also as an American. Because I'm like, so Omarosa isn't stupid. She knows.
That's what I was going to say.
She knows Donald Trump shouldn't be president. And my thing is, when people run around saying, well, he's my friend. I love my mama. I don't want my mama to be president.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love her. And if she said I'm running, I'm like, I'm not voting for you.
Well, keep it real. Let's segue into our main topic. It's funny because I just had a vision of her doing her reality show, sitting in the hot tub with all them different men. Do y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
That was a good show.
You liked
it.
You
said that was a good show.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. I remember she was dating. It was
I think
like
she was looking for love or something like that. I think Donald Trump, was he an executive producer?
I think he
something?
Was. Mm-hmm. So they got a long history together. Yeah. So,
which is why it's probably hard. I don't know. I don't know.
Look at this image that we have. Hello.
Oh, wow.
So let's get into. No, sir.
It should be you. You thinking of this nigga right now.
That would have to be a wider
situation. Why is Shamika?
What'd you say?
Kicking me under the table.
What'd you say? Don't get hurt, Vika.
Right.
I'm hurt, sister.
It should be because you're thinking of this nigga right now. Her niece told her that the last time she said she's thinking of this nigga.
I am thinking of this nigga. Yes, I'm trying to be a Kit Kat again.
Let's talk. We got to get on to
our main topic about slut shaming and the fact that in this culture there is a pervasive, over sexualized climate right about now in the world that we live in, and you know, the age of social media, selfies, and being sexy is affecting everyone, including children. And we're going to discuss all of that. And it's kind of where we find ourselves in an odd place, kind of damned if we do and damned if we don't. Like, damned if we kind of hop on the bandwagon, because there is pressure now. I find myself taking selfies and sexy photos. And it's kind of a thrill. You check to see how many likes you got, you know. And it's kind of instant validation. Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. And then damned if we don't, because if we take a stand for it, God forbid we say something publicly, now we're slut-shaming.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that slut-shaming is not real and it doesn't exist, but, you know, there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Because you kind of piqued this topic that I felt when Aisha Tyler came out. I mean, it's not Aisha Tyler. Aisha Curry, right?
Oh, Steph Curry's wife.
Uh-huh. When she came out and said something about, I'm not sure if it was specifically about the way someone was dressed or about how she, I can't remember exactly, but people went in on her because they said she was slut-shaming another woman because she was saying, like, this is how I like to dress. This is what I like to do.
Yes,
this is
I
not
remember
what,
that.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that really bugs me because...
She wasn't shaming anyone.
She was just talking about what she liked. We've talked about it before. I was raised in the church and I am very strongly committed to my body's a temple. That's what I want to be. Mm. So for me, I have to be very cautious about the way I dress. I understand the representation I want to have and the influence I want to have on certain women and on women in general, and give them that image that this is okay. It is just as sexy to put on some really nice long high boots, covering my boobs with some Bombay. It's just as sexy to do that than to have your breasts out or do whatever. Yeah. Whatever makes you feel sexy makes you feel sexy. Right. But
there's you can wear that. You can wear it no matter what you wear.
I have a full so you don't think I feel good today.
Yeah.
You're playing yourself. If you, I definitely walked out looking and feeling very good.
And feeling
good.
Sexy.
Yeah. So
you
don't that
have
issue,
to be exposed.
Yes, and I don't like that when you have a stance on, hey, for me, I want to cover up. You're automatically going in on something. That is just, that's to me the issue there.
Yeah.
People are allowed to have their own thoughts and their own rights and their own body, you know, whatever. Right. And I just feel like when you start pinning us against each other, like, well, just because you wear like this, don't, that's not what I said. Yeah. If I'm not, if people aren't allowed to have their own individual thoughts and, you know, whatever, then.
That's the problem.
That's, an issue
that's the problem.
For me.
Now, this picture, this is Kate Upton.
Oh, that's
the
shocking.
Model posted that. Yes, and I hope I'm saying the right name. Yeah, but she took it down. I got that from Media Takeout.
Oh wow!
She posted it and then took it down. She's showing her.
She's literally asked out.
Completely. Completely.
What was her caption?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you. This pisses me off. Though.
What? What pisses you off?
Because this is why.
As a man, do you find that sexy?
Yeah, but this is the problem. Yeah. That's not real. Because I've seen Kate Upton.
No, that's the whole point.
No, yeah, that's the whole
point. Her new curve, showing her new curves, enhanced body. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so she don't went and got surgery for this?
That's what it looks like.
See, did she say that?
I'm thinking this is just angles and
lighting and all this. No. I think she enhanced her, her body. And that's what the article was saying.
Oh, okay,
implying,
I could, if she did do that.
Yeah.
If she did do that. I'm familiar with her body, and I understand. So I get
and
that.
And you understand why she
don't have no booty.
Right.
She really doesn't have any booty.
Yeah, so I get
but,
that.
But what makes it okay nowadays that the butt, like now everybody thinks, like back in the day the boobs were in.
Now it's the
butts.
Like
the butts. And back in the day, remember a lot of people.
Asses are in.
But remember back in the day, just as my baby girl always talks about how cultural appropriation. It's like now the white women used to think, you know, that big butt, that this, it's ugly.
Lips,
the big lips are ugly. Now you're
dark
trying,
skin.
You're trying to be black.
But you know what? I don't necessarily think it's just like a white woman or whatever thing. I think it's a
fad.
The media or that publication lifestyle or that like magazine lifestyle where it's like in this magazine, we know what Vogue's always had.
Right.
We know what InStyle's, and these are magazines I love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But rarely have I seen my body in there.
Right.
Recently, of course, a little bit more, but like I didn't see it when
I was
13.
Well, you know why though? It's because the Kardashians. Like,
yeah.
A person.
And they're not black.
It,
so it's kind of very, it's
so
like,
it's
Lil Kim and Eve already told me it's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
When I was six, you know, Tyra Banks told me it was cool when I was 13.
Right.
Appreciate your vision.
Right.
So it's like,
it's more acceptable.
But
it's, white people.
It wasn't,
I don't know.
It wasn't in the masses.
Yes.
It wasn't across the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollywood does influence
more
what our ideal and standard of beauty is.
Yes,
more so
does.
Than fashion magazines. Because
right.
they're still, you know, small and tiny. When you walk a runway, you don't necessarily choose somebody super curvy unless you're doing lingerie.
Yes.
You kind of want the clothes to stand out and not the body. So you
right.
tend to pick these very, very thin girls. So that's what's in all the fashion magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But Hollywood has such a big influence. And anytime, see, this is what's with our social media culture, it kind of puts the power in everybody's hand to immediately put something out in the public. And now, once you have a platform, you have a potential to have influence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the scary
thing.
And
I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's how it should be. It democratizes the entire media landscape.
Are
it's
using
great.
It wisely, though?
No.
I think
some of us
it's
are.
Still,
some of us
yeah,
are.
I think it's.
Is that using it wisely, in your opinion? Why do we
on.
Need to see that?
Well, I don't know.
So cool. What was the caption? What was the caption,
not Hudson. Upton, I think?
Upton, yeah.
Upton.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do we... Now, she took it down. They said she posted it and deleted it. But
you
what
say,
you,
why do we need,
why
to,
do
see
we need
that?
To see
well,
that?
Well, she, if she did the things that you all claim that she did, or...
Now, I'm not... I think that's
that,
what was implied. I don't know if it was confirmed or, you know.
You know, whatever
it
the case.
It don't matter.
If she figured out she got a new app. Let's say she got a new app that make her ass look like that. Whatever the case. Now, you got to put that up if you're her.
Why?
That has to come out.
Why do you have to?
He's trying to be funny.
I am not trying to be
funny. Yes, you are.
You can show your curves and pants.
I'm trying not to skip ahead on what we're going to talk about, but let me say this. Because Kate Upton's brand and what Kate Upton does is this.
See, unfortunately...
But if you work in IT, this is not... And this is the thing. There are girls in IT that I found on Instagram. I'm like, I'm looking at the pics. Wait, you got to hear me. I'm looking at the pics, right? I see you. Then I'll go up to the profile, works for IBM in the IT. I'm like, what?
I'm dead. When the branding is off. And the branding is off.
And see, that's the thing.
That's the problem.
That's a problem. Like, what are you selling? What are you trying to project? Right. So is it slut shaming? Oh, wait, okay, what's our next picture? Zach? Okay. There we go. This is a school teacher.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That story.
Mm-hmm. Now, she is, for the most part, she's covered up. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? She's perfectly covered.
And they're mad at her curves.
They're mad because she has a body, and we need to back up right now because how dare you tell this woman?
I personally...
You think it's too tight?
I don't want my son's teacher dressed like that.
Because she...
I don't.
She's probably like a young... I disagree
because at the end of the day...
I think that
just because she has curves, she shouldn't have to dress in a muumuu.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's what we're telling her. You need to go size up.
But that's not fair to say. So you have to be in a skin-tight dress or a muumuu. There's no... I have curves.
I have curves. But she's not showing. She's not showing boobies. She's showing breasts. No, but I'm saying if a woman is a curvy woman, she's naturally going to show curves. She's going to show butt. She's going to show even if she's in a jean. If she's in jeans, they're going to be talking
there are
about that.
Things that I know that I can't wear.
Because the image
that it projects is totally different than if somebody else that didn't have as many curves put it on. I personally, she's probably a lovely young woman. She's a beautiful woman. She's got a beautiful figure. Hell no, I don't want my son's teacher dressing like
that. Matter of fact, you want to know what the other problem is?
What's the other problem?
So it's like, hey, look, I'm about to go up here to little Demetrius in school. I got to talk. I don't know her name. Okay. I got to talk.
Parent teacher conferences, why all the daddies? Let's take it back to women
criticizing other women. That's going back to that right then and there too.
I think we are because if her curves are her curves
and she's still just as we step out,
she wants to be beautiful. You teach third graders.
Hey, real talk. I'm with you on this because if I go up to the school and a dude who looks like The Rock is in a shirt that's my size, I'm like, bruh, you need to go put on.
Yeah.
I think the hard thing is to say it's two sizes larger. She needs to choose a different outfit.
I would say it's more of the button up and the skirt, and the pumps. And the thing is, I appreciate that Demetrius brought up a guy version of it because what my hesitation was in saying something or criticizing her is that we just go in on women so much.
Yeah. We do.
But okay, let's think back. A man also should probably not have pants that are too tight and a top that's too, what a look. I mean, all of that applies.
Right.
And sleeves I think rolled if up we did,
yeah,
right
I think
have,
if we look at it that way, then it applies.
Have a problem with that.
Looking like Terry Crews in an Old Spice commercial.
Then it applies.
Right.
Then it applies.
Back and forth.
That's hilarious.
Who had that joke with like talking about people who work out a lot and they really big, but he work at Subway and you won, dog. Why are you working out like this?
This is hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah. So what's happening is when you say that you think this is inappropriate, is that slut shaming? I don't think so.
I think some people do. I think it's all on how people deliver it.
You know, it's like you can say it's not appropriate for my children, but then some people will be like, "She's looking like a hoe. She's looking like a stripper."
And that's where it becomes ridiculous. Why is she looking like a hoe?
It doesn't look to me like she's looking like a hoe. But she looks like she's about to go out.
But she has a point.
To some women. She looked
not
like,
like you're gonna teach remedial math. Like
you, but you have class where you know how to say it the right way. Not every woman would do that. Women are jealous of that. Women are envious of that. You know?
I think you've hit on something that honestly, for the people who are watching, which could possibly become a rule, because it's a very good point, mm-hmm. because we walk this line where we don't want to criticize, mm-hmm. where what we should say, if we do feel uncomfortable and mm-hmm. we do want to say something, maybe we don't have to go so far and call a girl a hoe or something like that, and just say, hey, I don't think this is inappropriate. I think that's a good point.
That's just communication 101.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how grown people, you have to, you know what, you have to treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. Even if you feel they're not respectable, you have to treat people with respect. And there's a way to say things that you're not passing a judgment.
But sometimes you do have to call somebody a hoe.
Why? Why do you ever have to call somebody a hoe?
When they a hoe.
So what do you mean? This does not apply to her.
Let's say, okay, let's say she takes that dress.
This don't apply to her.
He's dumb.
And this is what if she's that way? Okay, and she's never slept with anyone. Well, she's a virgin. If she's in her, she's never, very short dress. What is
man,
that?
Man, you know what? Who said it? It was this rapper, The Game, said it. He was talking about somebody. I don't know if it's true about them. He's like, they're shooting the video. Hype Williams says it's a rap, and she's still there rubbing oil or whatever. Ooh. When they keep going, like I was saying last week, when you walking around with somebody. And it's like, we are not in the VIP, sweetheart. We're just walking the rafts. Calm down. And hoe is not really, I don't think a hoe is just about sleeping with somebody. It's not. You don't really have to do it. It's something way more than that.
Yeah.
It's changing the dynamic.
The word hoe, though, is just...
It's not a good word.
It's a negative word. It has a negative connotation.
Like,
you might want to defend it.
Yeah.
Hold on. No.
I'm saying
it's meant to be negative.
No. I'm saying, but you're saying it doesn't mean sleeping. It doesn't mean... Whatever. The thing is, when you hear it, it's just like what we talked about off camera a few weeks ago when I was talking about the Amber Rose slut walk and how these words with... These negative they just have negative connotations in our society. So we have to decide, do we want to take them back? Are we redefining it? Like, what is it? For me, I don't want it. You can keep slut. You can keep hoe. You can keep beat. Yeah. You can keep all of them.
Yeah.
For me, I like queen. I like how
that
sounds.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm liking princess. I like how that
sounds. You're saying something different, though. My thing is, I do need the word in case I see a hoe. I need to know what to call.
Why can't we give her a first name? And go ahead and identify,
because,
like, talking to her as a person.
I'm trying to talk to...
Look, Sean, you're doing too much.
You're doing too much.
You have to say you're a hoe. You act like a hoe.
I don't know how much longer I got on this earth.
We're not
going to... I don't have all that time.
It's 3-1.
Stop being a hoe.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Oh, my, you're going to get some hate mail.
Right.
I'm dumbfounded by some of the things Demetrius said. I love it. Perception is reality, though. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a principle that, now we know it's not, but it is. That's the world that we live in, where what people perceive becomes their truth. It might not be the truth, but it becomes their truth.
So can I ask?
Yes.
For you guys who have seen the social media world, you're pretty a part of it now, and also you were not at one point. Like, what is that like for you guys? Are you kind of seeing it like, okay, now you're right, perception is reality, or back then it was like, we all were able to do our own things? Like, how, because this is all I know now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky, I was probably the last generation who didn't have a cell phone and then got one, and now we're, you know, my siblings are 13, I mean, they're smarter than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ridiculously smart when it comes to this stuff. How does it work?
Let me tell you what I'm speaking towards. So I'm speaking towards, if you dress like this, Amber Rose. Now, this was for the slut walk. Mm-hmm. But if you dress like this, it never, ever, ever is a woman, you know, saying, come and touch me. Come and do things that I don't want you to do. You know, you have, as a human being, you have the right to tell somebody,
my choice.
No. Thank you. My body, my choice.
My body, my... That applies to men and women.
Yes.
Anyway, continue.
But you got to understand, what's your brand? Now, if she was a doctor, that wouldn't be smart for her, I don't think. It would be wise, because it does. It clouds your brand.
Yeah.
What are you standing for? Mm-hmm. What do you sell? That is kind of a contradiction. Yeah. So you have to be wise. Now, she's an entertainer, so it don't matter. I mean, like, that's just kind of who that's her image. She came from, was a stripper at one point. She comes from the hip hop culture where bitches, hoes, and strippers, that's where we get all that stuff from. So, oh no.
Well, not all of it. Not all of it. Let's give it to rock bands too, I guess.
To be fair, before anybody, before a needle hit a record, people was calling women bitches and hoes and sluts and shit like that. That's not a hip hop thing.
Who?
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 Good question, though. Really, who?
What do you mean, who?
Who? I only
learned. Men, the word slut didn't start in 1970.
No, I'm not talking about slut. Hoe. Slut to me is more
the
of
word
a,
hoe didn't start in more, 1970.
Slut is not really our word. Bitches and hoes, I've been hearing that since I was a kid.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think
bitches and hoes from our community.
I believe that you're right. They were being called that a long time ago. It used to be other words, you know, strawberries, blah, 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 back in the day. Nowadays, it's because they made it so acceptable. Like in the 90s, mm-hmm. you didn't hear that music that we, you know, that we were hearing today. The music was, you know, trying to get at a woman. It was nice.
It was very R&B.
That is not true.
Well, except for Too Short.
Except for Too Live Crew, which I just listened to last night.
Demetrius, it wasn't as often. Nowadays, it's making it rain in the club. Just as we talked about last week, it was a strip. It's okay to be a stripper. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do this. And drive me to Ferrari.
I promise you. This is the thing that I thought about. I was like, what scares me about kids, about having children, I was like, it's going to be really tough.
Speaking of children, I want to segue into that.
It's going to be really tough for me to say anything to my kid, although I would, about their music, because I know the type of rap that was very prevalent. Now, you may not have heard it. You may not have
heard
it.
I heard it all.
Then if you heard it all, then you know it was some raunchy. It's come way down.
It's come a different way. But they couldn't play that stuff on the radio without bleeping it out. Nowadays, you can put some of those cuss words into the radio that you couldn't back in the day. So
that's possible.
Are more liberal.
That's possible. Now that I would agree.
I know we had to sneak to get those records. Mm-hmm. You know, they were explicit. You had to be a certain age to even buy those records. Now anybody can purchase them.
Mm-hmm. Can anybody go buy a Too Short record now?
I don't know, but they have an advisory on it, which is what they need to have on some of these booty pictures that people just randomly posted, because there's no protection. If you're on social media, my kid gets to, when Trey was, he was about, 12, I used to get, 11, 12, I used to get the Victoria's Secrets catalog.
I'm familiar with this literature.
Stop sending me this soft porn. Stop it. I have a young, impressionable boy. Right. See, my thing is there is a natural sexual evolution that takes place in us. When you rush that process,
I agree.
You create a lot of issues and a lot of problems. It's going to happen. We're sexual beings. But let's show the next picture, because now our next segment is train a child up in the way they should go. This is a mama. Thank you, Demetrius. Demetrius sent me this picture.
I got her. I think Tasha tagged me in this.
I love it. So take this. Take this away. This is a mother stripping. Now, she might be exercising. I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing it on a pole. Mm-hmm. And she got the baby attached to her back. What do y'all think about this? Is this bad parenting?
Well, I think the baby's too young to know right now. But once that little girl becomes a certain age, you still have there's a fine line. No, I believe there's a fine line. Like my girls know I have three daughters. Mm-hmm. My girls know I'm mama. I'm not your friend.
I'm not gonna
train you on a pole.
Class, but how do we know what she's doing, guys? Like, is she strip? Does she? We don't know.
Just she on a strip pole.
Because nowadays people have strip poles in their houses. Yeah. And my thing is like, I'm gonna be honest. I have a strip pole. I have a pole.
What you do with your pole?
My own business. Oh, okay. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be up for my girls to see. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The girls don't know you have a pole?
They don't know that I have a pole. So
they don't know you have a pole.
Well, they don't know.
When you ain't home, they're playing on their pole.
Her just having a pole and having one of the girls on the pole with her and conducting a class amongst her children is entirely different. Yeah, I'm like, that's an entirely different thing.
I'm not saying that.
She just got a pole in case she want to come home from a long day and relax.
Or I'm going to show my man how I know what to do. But I'm a grown woman at that time. It's between me and my mate. Yes. It's not between me and my child pretending like I'm your homegirl.
And Instagram.
Is that setting this baby up?
No, because the baby's not going to remember
what
that
you
right
think,
now.
Okay,
hell yes it is. This is the thing. This is that introduction into the world.
That baby's not even a year old
yet. She go see the picture.
So you know what I think? When you get all this freak out your system, you and I can actually raise kids together.
Yes. Yeah. Because there's certain things where I'm not even a black and white dude when it comes to like,
yes.
But I understand nuances. But when I see some shit, I'm like, That's crazy, right? What you doing?
Y'all gotta see this. Show this video and play it from, I think I said like 35 seconds, and we're gonna play it for like a minute. I'll tell you when to stop, Zach. Did y'all see the adults orchestrating everything?
Yes! That is not cute.
Wait, you gotta keep watching.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious? What? This is another country.
It has to be another country.
Girls down the street. Wait, this is confusing.
Look at that. And the family are... Look at that. I mean, it goes on. Have we seen enough?
Yes.
Have we seen enough?
I think we've seen enough.
Yeah, we've seen enough. Thank you.
I mean, they are dry humping. And in front of the parents.
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to find...
Okay, here's the thing.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, can I say what I'm about to say?
That ain't cute.
If that was to happen, and my children, not without me knowing, and not finding,
this is
they will get their ass.
No, you got to understand.
Kids, they
don't even understand.
Right?
They like ass work. They don't get it. They don't know what the hell's going on.
They are being taught. No. These kids,
you can
see. And the you see that the adults are kind of guiding this thing, and then stepping back and videotaping. Then they come in and you know and do what they got to do and step back out of frame. But like, this is the culture that we live in. These children are being taught that. And what I was simply doing today is looking up twerking video, because I've seen kids, you know, to me that ain't cute. Mm-hmm. Your little 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old twerking ain't cute
at all.
It's very,
that is such a fine line. Now, y'all can, you know, give me hate mail. It's some bad parenting.
Yes.
No, I agree.
You are responsible to train up a child in the way they should go. And the Bible says, when they're old, they will not depart from it. So if you train your babies up to be little hoes and strippers, that's what they're going to be.
That's true.
But you are setting them up.
Because that's all they
know. To have it hard.
So this is so weird coming from me, but I feel like I want to play devil's advocate for a quick second. What if people think, not only if this is the only experiences they have and they want to teach, you know, what they were taught and how they feel like they were brought up right. And, you know, we've all been brought up in very different ways. Or
twerking
if they think
new.
That...
No.
Twerking is not new. It's a different version of it, but it's not
twerking new. Twerking is actually from the African culture.
I've been saying cousins act like this. That was a lot, but I just went to Nigeria.
You see it all on the internet.
Well, the weird thing about it is until I saw how old they were, because I remember being like at school dances in Detroit.
How old do you think these kids were?
They looked like they were in elementary school.
Like they were little.
But I danced up until a point, because I saw them on the ground. Like, I danced like that in middle school. So it didn't surprise me. But
you
they
did twerk in middle school?
Yeah, that's how we danced in Detroit.
We didn't twerk.
Let me tell you, I was.
But this is wrong. I think this is terrible.
LA, definitely wrong.
I was literally behind our apartment building in South Central with Calvin Bradley grinding up against the wall.
How old were you?
Ain't nobody taught me, because kids are going to do what they're going
to do. Right. Natural instinct.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your sexual, this was at 11 and 12. We behind trying.
Oh,
like,
girl, I did that
dry
at 5.
Dry humping.
That was kindergarten.
Yeah. It wasn't like my mother or my grandmother taught me how to do it. Right. It was just like
you're
said,
curious.
Let this thing evolve.
Right.
Curious.
Right.
Don't rush it.
Yeah.
That's
what
crazy.
People think that, like, there's a lot of people who strip and have no problem with it.
It's nothing wrong with that.
I just wonder,
I don't have a problem with exotic dancers, strippers, or anything like that. If they are of age,
right.
And I personally would advise them not to make that their career.
Right.
Yes. Use that as a stepping stone
right.
So you don't want to get into the flesh trade forever.
Right.
And so that's my, but these
Agreed.
Are children.
Right.
And so that's my problem.
I think your body's a temple, guys.
No,
like,
it is.
It is a temple.
But let me say,
I can give a dollar to the temple just like I do
so,
a church. It's
so
cool.
I'm so
But let me say this as a mother that
has a child to feed and to raise. Now, thank God I've never, ever been put in a situation where I had to do anything that went against my moral beliefs mm-hmm. or anything that I had been taught to, you know, feed my son. Mm-hmm. But if I was in that position and that was an option for me, mm-hmm. I would damn sure take it.
What, stripping?
Absolutely. To feed my kid? To feed my kid, absolutely.
I don't. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I've never thought of it. I probably wouldn't.
You do. So I'm saying I'm not downing because I understand.
Be a hostess.
Yeah, I'd work at a restaurant.
You'd be a hostess.
Or do whatever. Like, it doesn't have
I'd
to
wear
be.
Some cute.
Your knees in the back room.
I would not be on my knees.
That's the thing.
There's so many other ways to make money, though.
Right.
Like,
now, that's the thing. Now, if you want to be a dancer, my thing is, be a dancer.
Strip for money, but you do it at night. But, the babies
let me
are
say
asleep.
This. Let
you
me say still... this. Let me say this.
And
let
I'm
me say
this
one thing.
This.
I don't like it, though, when people try to act like this is the only way that I can make money.
Yeah.
That's
you're
bullshit.
Right.
That's like,
true.
That's a lie.
Now,
like, I was
true.
Working at a restaurant.
Now, I'm with
I
you until
I was
17
that years old working a hot dog on a stick and at Oak Tree.
But how much was you getting a hot dog on a stick?
I was making
then you got to bust your butt. You got to do
$12.50 an hour.
At hot dog on a
I
damn
was a manager
stick?
At 15 years old.
Because she worked her way up. You don't remember?
I worked my way up.
See,
and I worked that. I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
But it's something that Reed said, though, too.
Hot dog on a stick.
I had my own apartment mm-hmm. 17 years old.
Uh-huh. Hot dog on a stick.
I wasn't working the stick. Uh-huh. I was making hot dog on a stick, not working the stick.
A point that Reed made is that, oh, I'm not going to make enough money at that. Mm-hmm. Then you know what you're not supposed to. You're supposed to use the hot dog on a stick
to go get what you really
to
want.
Go get something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I want my butt off.
What I don't do is when I see women telling their stories and they're really reflecting back, you know, on some of the things they had to do to support their families that they're not proud of. Mm-hmm. I get it all day, every day.
Right.
I would still cheat and lie. I would. That's the love of a mother. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. That wouldn't be my first option.
Right.
And thank God I've never been put in that situation.
Yeah,
can I say this?
I also don't coddle them and make it seem like, yeah, I understand you had to dance to feed little your son
right.
and all that. That's
my
bullshit.
Thing is like, what, okay, this is my thing. Now we gonna go somewhere else with that. Why not sell a bag or two? You don't have to sell your body, but sell a bag or two. I'm just saying.
Listen,
no, this is from my experience. I'm telling you, I wouldn't sell my body. I'm not gonna sell it. But I've had family members that we were, you know, we had it hard. My family wasn't gonna do. They sold other stuff.
Let me tell you what the problem is.
What's the problem?
Back in the day, nobody grew up talking about we want to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now these girls are seeing.
Right.
It's been so
right.
glamorized
right.
that these young women are like. I want to do
I can
that.
Make all this money. Yeah.
I want to be a stripper.
Right.
I want to be.
That's heartbreaking.
I want to look like this. Mm-hmm. I want to look like that. So that's the problem
yeah, that's
with
the, problem.
The age that we live in.
We're making it acceptable.
Because Hollywood is doing a poor job mm-hmm. with the platform they've been
Hollywood.
Given.
But
Hollywood speaks to Hollywood. Come on, who do you think?
I think it's the people. Like Barack
what
used
people?
To say, we're the ones we have been waiting for. It's the people who are posting pics.
Posting
it's that chicken
yeah.
IG
yeah.
who's
you
posting
know,
shit.
There's a twerking. There's women like
the twerk team.
The twerk
and all?
Team. On
because Hollywood's another thing. Like I think social
nah,
media is
social
media.
Hollywood
they don't have the platform to take that to
social
the masses.
Media.
Social
yeah,
media,
social
gave
media
it to them.
Is bigger than Hollywood now. Social
they,
media is bigger
absolutely.
Than Hollywood.
Absolutely, they don't
minutes.
Need the platform.
I'm
they don't. They already
things.
Have one.
Yes.
Like
yes,
the, you know, because you think Hollywood, you can go from Reese Witherspoon to Jada Pinkett Smith to like
what you say?
You know
what you say about Bonus Mom?
I'm just saying Hollywood, like the type of. I'm just saying, if you think Hollywood, like, do those women do they affect the 13-year-old girl? No, YouTube does though, and
yes.
Instagram does.
Uh-huh.
They're not. Look, they don't care about freaking Kate Hudson and what they're doing. Like, they don't care.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
That's
true.
What I'm saying.
Snapchat
so social media.
Now.
Is a
I didn't know
whole
that because I'm not. You know, I'm just
we're still.
So you don't think Hollywood has a huge impact?
Not
on
anymore. Not like it used to.
But
this is our yoga pants. Look at that. You see, and we don't have time to really get into this segment. But this kind of goes back to what I was saying, like the third
now,
grade teacher.
Isn't her
you
yoga
understand?
Pants in her butt? That
yeah.
one's got like
yes,
a
but because
ooh.
They have two different body types. You understand?
I'm about to say
something. Okay.
This
okay.
is
she's just too wide down
but,
there.
But you understand what I'm saying? You have the same outfit on,
right.
basically. But it looks different depending on the body type.
Right.
All right. We're not going to be able to get into
I really
everything.
Want to talk about that because, I mean, what is she going to do? I mean, I don't know.
Should
I mean,
we do a part three?
She ain't got to do nothing but walk. She could. That's her man getting clothes right there. Yeah, it's like, right. I need a man. You, let me get out of here.
I'm leaving.
Hit these streets.
Her man said, look,
We gotta wrap it up, y'all.
We have to wrap it up. But I would say this, that you just have to use, this is my takeaway. You have to use a lot of wisdom. Use wisdom. All things are permissible. Not all things are beneficial. So be smart and be wise. What's your out?
I mean, I've said it a couple times, guys. Your body is a temple of the beautiful Jesus Christ. You are fabulous and beautiful, and it's inside. It's not just outside. And these are things that we already know, so I wish people would be so much more excited about, like, this is the woman and the queen and the person I'm becoming, as well as men, too, because we're all doing it. Absolutely. So it's like, it's so much more than, I mean, let's be a doctor, not a stripper. Why not?
And look at this queen right here. She was our Halo Award. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama rose gold Versace. Yes. Just, she is the epitome of poise and grace and class. And look at them curves. God, right. Look at baby got back.
And that's sexy.
Sexy is all get out. Yeah, yeah. But she's doing it in a very respectable, classy way. She's not compromising herself, her standards. She's not, I don't think, you know, she's not being a bad influence to her children. Mm-mm. Demetrius?
Closing remarks. Hit me on I at Demetrius. I'm working with two models for 2017. Fuck Donald Trump and fuck Donald Trump. Let me know which one you want me to pick.
I always say, just allow your, you know, you be your child's role model. Me as a mother, I always say, don't let social media or Hollywood dictate who your children are going to grow up to be. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to teach
them. Pay attention,
the right way.
Parents. Pay attention. Be up all up in their business.
Like, ask them everything.
All up in their stuff.
Good job. Very spirited. I was leaning on you at the last. I was like.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.